And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, like we said in our other report, a lot of bull sales dominating the ranching industry right now. Tell us more on what's next when a guy buys a bull.
If you think about the life of these bulls for the past 6 months, 8 months or so, and then from the time you purchase him to when he goes out to pasture, his life's going to change quite a bit once he hits the pasture, and you want to make sure that he's ready to go. You're going to want to transition him from whatever diet he has been on through the conditioning growing phase and the sale phase to when you can get him in condition and shape to go out to pasture.
All right, good stuff, James. Hey, more on bull sales when we come back.
Vermilion Dynasty, Keneally Commerce, Basin Jameson, and Bruns 5 Star, a sampling of the industry-leading Angus genetics from Riddle Angus. The annual sale is Monday, February 23rd at 1 p.m. at Stockman's East in Dickinson. 10 registered heifers, 20 commercial heifers, and 85 yearling Angus bulls that have passed a breeding soundness exam, freeze-branded, 150K profiled, and the Riddles will feed them till you need them. For more info, riddleangus.com or call Art 260-8277 or Rusty 260-2579.
The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale is Wednesday, February 18th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake. Selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 40 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus Production Sale, Wednesday, February 18th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
Talking bull sales today on Ranching Issues with James Rogers. And James, how important is doing your homework for a sale?
It's extremely important. Years ago, when you'd go to a bull sale, you would get a pedigree, and that was about it. Maybe you got birth weight, weaning weight. Now, there is so much information available to you in a sale catalog that you really need to do your homework prior to a sale and know what the weaknesses are in your own cow herd that you may be wanting to enhance with this new bull purchase. And keep in mind that when you're buying a bull, yeah, you're buying a phenotype, but more importantly, you're buying the genetics that bull is carrying.
All right. Excellent info, James. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Riddle Angus Production Sale, by the Berenson Bullinger Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.